Keeping that away from
us. I'll switch back and forth.
That right there was Flight of Fire, Daughters of Venus, off their album Path of the Phoenix, which almost rhymes. Ease Into the Noise started us off with Oblivious to Charm off their album Ease Into the Noise. Ease into the name of that album and band. You are still listening to WMFO Medford. I am still Pam. This is still On the Town with Mikey D. Except here in the on-air studio rather than Studio D, I have Inspector 34.
We're different than the last one.
That's true. It's a brand new cast of characters. I'm very excited. If you tuned in more than 10 minutes ago, then you would have heard them performing live, which is super exciting. And for that, I thank you greatly for doing that, for spending part of your Wednesday evening with us here. Particularly as you have a show coming up in 2 days, Friday night.
Indeed do we.
And it's a benefit for the ACLU.
It is. All proceeds from the show will go to the ACLU.
Magical. It's at, I keep on wanting to call it Into the Blue, but I think it's because I'm obsessed with airplanes, and it's Out of the Blue to Electric Boogaloo. Out of the Blue,
yeah.
Too.
As well.
Also, gallery in Central Square, conveniently located on the Red Line. For all of your public transportation needs, it's also on the one bus. Or you could drive there, or walk, or roller skate, or, I don't know, walk on your hands if
fly.
People still
hoverboard.
Do that. Hoverboard, if you needed
so many
to.
Means of locomotion these days.
Locomotion. Oh, and now I've got little...
I've got one of everything.
Kylie Minogue dancing around my head. It's so nice. So, Inspector 34, you are one of four bands that are performing this Friday night at Out of the Blue 2.
That's correct.
There is... You all, delightful people. Butterscot,
yes.
Delightful people.
Lovely.
Surprise Party,
Yeah. Surprise.
Dazzling and perplexing, I believe, were the words that Lee supplied me with for that. And, of course, Gremlins with lovely Patrick fronting them.
He was lovely.
So lovely.
He was really nice. Was
so and you were all
show.
Lovely.
Oh, the geez. Loveliest show so, I think we've ever played.
There are five of you.
It's a whole five.
There
of
are five of you. Would you care? I know, you know, the people out in Radio Land will not be able to see you. They will be able to see you Friday night at your show at Out of the Blue. But they cannot see you, but perhaps they might recognize your voices. Would you care to go around and introduce yourselves? You can give your actual name or a pen name or, I guess, a guitar or drum or keyboard name.
Do you want us to list our
and
gear?
Perhaps your, I actually...
Some people love that.
Yuck.
Jim doesn't.
If you would care to list your gear, I would. I always have an open ear for gear, but feel free also to pretend that you play something else.
We'd be here all day for some people.
That's okay. So if you'd like to say your name and your role in the band, whether that's sort of an emotional support role or a performing role, please do share.
Hey, I'm Silas. I play the keyboards. And my gear is a...
Taken over. I'm Silas. I play the keyboards.
It's a fight.
Shut
it's
up,
a
Pat.
A radio fight.
No, you shut up, Pat.
All right, I'm Pat, and I play the guitar. I have a lot of gear. I'm not going to list it.
There we go. I'm Silas. I play the keyboards. We've heard that before.
I'm Alex. I play the drum.
The drummist.
I'm the drummist.
She plays a few drums.
I'm Ben. I play the bass. The dad guitar, if you will.
I should have known you played bass when you said I wasn't allowed to ask about your past.
I'm Jim, and I play guitar, and my gear is all trash that I found.
You also make mouth noises a lot.
I do things with my mouth.
I play trash, and I do things with my mouth. That doesn't sound ominous at all.
No, but that sums me up perfectly. I've never found the words before.
If you're in a safe space.
That's
you know,
all I ever really wanted. That's, finally,
that's
happened.
All you really need. And so together, hello, you make Inspector 34.
Should we harmonize about it? You guys want to do one?
Now that I'm high.
39.
Hey, that worked.
And that familiar feeling of mild terror. Thank you.
That's what we're about.
Thank you very much.
Inspector 34, everybody.
We warm up every practice like that.
I can imagine that. I can picture that in my head.
In a circle with our hands clasped.
All the way to 34.
The inspector's
one,
two. I'm hyperventilating already. Right. So Friday night, you are performing here in Cambridge, Massachusetts. I say here, we're in Somerville, but you know what I mean.
Lines are blurry.
It's so confusing.
You and the doing things with your mouth.
It's so
I don't
easy
know.
In Lowell. Secretly, it's just we're here and it's in Lowell.
Well, and so apparently you're playing a show in Lowell, but you're not allowed to tell me where. So I should ask a cop.
It's a secret and ask a cop.
Ask a cop.
But it is August 19th.
Don't ask a Somerville cop; they won't know.
No, or a Medford cop.
Definitely not.
In the know about that.
No. You're going to want to ask a Lowell cop.
Maybe a Chelmsford cop. Maybe they're in.
They might be hip.
Hip to be square. That might actually be the case.
Tewksbury cops, they're squares.
Whoa.
Yeah, I said it.
You're
shade
down. Silas is starting fights already.
Oh, yeah.
It's a dangerous thing. It's a dangerous scene. So you guys, you are one of two Lowell bands playing the show on Friday night, is that right? You guys in
Surprise Party? Yeah.
Yeah. And I got some Horse Mode coming up.
We love them.
They're also from Lowell.
They almost played that show we're playing at the 19th. It's a secret, but they couldn't because Joel's going to be on vacation.
What? Joel and his secret
Hollywood.
Vacation.
Hollywood. He's throwing shade now. He's going to be lapping up the shade. Under a palm tree in Hollywood.
That's how I live. You knew this when you signed on to the band, man.
It's all about the Hollywood. All about the goss and the gossip.
That's our goal, Hollywood.
And the horses and the modes and the swanky modes and the tape heads. and the gear that we're not allowed to ask about, including the
mysterious. You can ask,
but
we won't tell you.
I like that.
It's like a do ask, don't tell situation.
Do ask.
All right, it's a Devi Ever fuzz pedal there. Okay. It's the torn speaker / Anima. It's two different circuits in the same box. That's the secret.
It's you suspended from the ceiling by your ankles, spinning in a circle. It's all happening.
Only on his birthday.
Only on your birthday. Oh, that's the really day.
Pat, when is your birthday?
You're allowed to do that.
Oh, it's March 23rd.
Oh, that's far away. We can
everybody
bring something
send Pat
up by then.
A letter, and his address is as follows.
Ask a cop. beautiful. How did this happen? How did the five of you happen? Is this an accidental thing? Should I ask a cop?
Well, we're good friends.
Starts with Jim.
I met Jim, I think it was in line at a Stop and Shop about 3 months ago. And
were you buying cheese balls?
No, just, you know, normal groceries.
All right.
Regular balls.
Curls. I'm a curls man. I'm not afraid to admit it. It's cheese curls. I mean, that's what it is.
Saying what needs to be said.
Are you anti-doodles? Is that what you're saying to me?
A doodle wishes it was a curl. If I can't find the curls, a doodle will suffice, but... I'm a curl man.
I wish you could see the face that went with being a curl man. But I think you can imagine it.
It's a shameless face.
It is a shameless face. It's a face without shame. Do you have pre-recorded musics that people can purchase from you?
So many of them. Oh, too many. None of them featuring this band, though. None of them featuring this lineup of band, except that song that's on the We Are Not Trump compilation, which, if you decide to purchase it, all proceeds go to the ACLU.
Again with the ACLU.
We love the ACLU. They're great.
Guys, with your good deeds.
Oh, and we just want to help, and that's why we're here.
They send me too much mail, though. I want to make that clear right now. They send me stuff like every day. They're wasting a lot of trees.
What address are they sending it to?
They asked the cop. They got the right one.
That was
one,
a nice try. I'm trying.
I don't know if they get those nice booklets, though, with pretty pictures.
They should use the money for those booklets for doing stuff instead.
Maybe send an email.
I have one of their copies of the Constitution in my backpack.
Now that is good.
Yeah. And that's a black and white print. That's a cheaper print.
Yeah, that's fine.
Right?
Yeah. There's more pages.
I really need my Constitution to be full color.
I need pictures. It's like a child's Constitution.
Pictures and a graph.
That's my Constitution.
I'd like to properly understand the cheese doodle Constitution. Shall I play a song from Worst Boat and then we'll chat some more?
Yeah, why not?
I feel like, you know,
talk for serious about serious things.
Okay.
That seems unlikely knowing us, but
it'll be like the thing where you put your hand in front of your face and when you come back you're more serious or more silly.
You can't see that on the radio.
Proverbial hand in front of our face.
Exactly.
Forever and ever. Amen.
Horse Mode with Jazz and IPAs off their album. All You Ever Talk About Is Jazz. And maybe we'll talk about Chaz when we come back. I don't know who Chaz is. We're not going to talk about Chaz. We might talk about Chaz, but probably not the invisible sixth member with a hand in front of his face. Ask a cop.
them.
Boom! Sorry, I got overexcited. And we were talking about all the secrets that Spotify apparently knows.
So many secrets. We really had the on-air conversation off-air. Just now.
Spotify has my address. That's if my anyone trick. Was looking for it.
Yeah, they asked a cop, and they found out.
That's the way.
That's the only way to find out. We were talking about how you can purchase your music.
Yes. Well, you could walk up to us and watch us a show and buy a tape or a CD.
For example, Friday night.
Or you could wrap us every night and wear a colorful t-shirt.
Yes, we have all of the things. But you could also go on Bandcamp and listen to it all for free, or on Spotify and listen to it all for free, or you could choose to pay us money for it if
money.
You really want to. Or you could go to wearenottrump.bandcamp.com to hear the one song that we've recorded and released as a band so far.
Huzzah!
Or if you bring a t-shirt to the show, I will write Inspector 34 on it, or Inspected by 34,
Inspected
probably.
Inspected by 34, yeah.
I like that. Do people have to bring their own Sharpie?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll bring a Sharpie.
We have one, but it's white.
It's white?
It's not going to be great.
You only own a white Sharpie?
What am I supposed to say about this?
He only uses black paper.
Now I have to justify my Sharpie choices?
Is it white out, though?
I mean, who can tell these days
did
anymore?
Did you know that Mike Nesmith's mother invented white out?
I did.
All right.
Yes.
All right, well, I... Well, I guess you sank my battleship.
Putting
white out
into
then.
Bottles. All right. But it's, what about a Sharpie?
And Alex and I were just talking about Beastie Boys, because you've got a nod to the Beastie Boys going on. Have they influenced your drumming? Do you think that your love of hip-hop has influenced your drumming?
Could be. Could not be.
You'll have to come to the show to find out, ladies and gentlemen.
I've never thought of you as having a love of hip-hop as much as a love of the Beastie Boys.
It's just a general love of the Beastie Boys. If you consider printing all the Beastie Boys lyrics out annotated in a little binder and looking at it every morning, maybe it's influenced by drumming. I don't know.
Well, there's the rhythm.
It's the rhythm part.
Do you really have a binder of
I printed out a binder
them?
Of annotated Beastie Boys lyrics. So it explains every little piece of the song, so I know exactly what's going on.
The whole discography?
So is it more the lyrical? Is it the lyrical thing? I love their personalities.
I love their personalities.
Alex does write all the lyrics for the band. We should have said.
Alex writes all the lyrics for the Beastie Boys?
She wrote all the lyrics for the Beastie Boys. That's
amazing.
How I was amazed to snatch her up in the band.
There's a woman behind the scenes of those boys.
Yeah. There's a Beastie lady.
Did you see the perhaps rarely seen, they were on House of Style? I think House of Style was a new show on MTV. They were trying to get off the ground, and they were scrambling to try to find rock and roll people that would be interested in talking about fashion, so they had the Beastie Boys on. And they were just embarrassingly, hilariously awful. Like, they were asking them about their, like, I think it was Cindy Crawford. Who was this? She was a supermodel in the 80s. And she's wearing heels and a gown. And she's got the Beastie Boys there. And she's like, can you tell me about your fashion? And I think it's Ad Rock who says, well, this right here we call pants. And the other guys are like, yeah, pants. We like to wear pants pretty much every day. Sometimes get them at a thrift shop. And then Mike D gets a little bold. And he's like, this is called a shirt. And Ad Rock's like, yeah, shirt. Sometimes we call it a t-shirt. They were a terrible interview.
That doesn't fly these days. Not
they were
great.
Pretty great, pretty charming. Getting back, however, to Inspector 34, I am so sorry.
Well, that's our fault. Really good at playing interference.
I got very excited about that. Interference. So are you a sports band?
Ben's watching
a soccer game right now, yeah.
Who's he was winning, while Ben? We were playing.
Were you watching a soccer
Nobody's
game?
Winning.
He had it on in there and was playing the bass while watching the soccer game.
So what's
he's constantly watching
what
sports.
What is the soccer love?
I played as a kid.
He likes the part where they kick the ball and
like
then
the
run after
they,
it.
Do you have a team?
It's mostly the part where they run after it.
Where the guy goes, goal.
And then that guy's
he's fun. He's
behind a video of a ball is...
Behind
Ben watching
video
the ball,
of the ball is me staring.
But not cheese balls. It's totally different. Totally different thing. Do you have a team that you support, or like a national
USA?
Team?
I mean, America's cool.
Okay,
because
right.
We're from here.
America scored during the Trump
what's cooler,
song.
Though you're getting it. What's cooler? Are you a Manchester United?
No, I like Manchester City. They're pretty cool.
Oh, he's a Man City guy.
Fun.
All right,
they're fun.
I'm a West Ham supporter myself.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
Uh-oh.
No, it's cool. Different city.
Well, yeah, London.
So there's not. If you'd said Chelsea, this interview would be over. Yeah, you know that, right?
Yep.
Okay. I'm just kidding. A little bit. A little bit kidding. A little bit not. JK. I'm gonna play a song because I'm drifting rapidly into madness.
That's what we're good for.
I appreciate that, Inspector 34. We will chat with you a little bit more when we come back from this song, and I want to hear more about your show. I want to hear more about your relationship with the cops. But first, this is Happy Little Clouds with a song called "Fool" off their album Shift.
Stop it in its tracks. I have no solution. You'll never budge. got to find something new, get it out of here, and stop shadowing you like a fool.
So you guys used to be in a band called the Lollipop Guild?
Well, yes.
And no.
We welcome you to think about that.
We used to be in a band, and we used to be in a guild called the Lollipoppers. But those two never coincided. That's never the twain shall meet.
And are they related to the Bad Apple Gang?
Oh, the Bad Apple Gang was, that was a rough crowd we all used to run with.
Yeah, me and Jimmy used to run with them.
Yeah.
And Spotify somehow found out about it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Spotify got mad. We brought them down. They needed to get Chance the Rapper and save Spotify because of the Bad Apple Band. This was a really long time ago, and it was a slow burn. We really got at them.
Mm. Well, you really got at them?
Yeah, we got at them.
With the apple.
And his package.
Adam and his package. And we gave him the apple.
I have not thought about Adam and his package for a very long time.
He's playing
at
Fest
you.
This year. It's going to be sick.
Ooh.
First show in a long time.
We're playing at Fest, right?
No.
Did you guys meet at Fest?
No.
These guys did.
We met at Folk Fest.
Yes, Lowell Folk Festival this week.
Come on down.
It's where we're going to meet for the first time.
This is the inception.
Because time is cyclical.
And it's a flat circle.
Mmm. Mmm.
Just like the clock on the wall.
Mm.
Are there psychedelics in the Lowell water supply?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lots of chlorine.
Lots of chlorine.
Seem to be
chlorine.
Actually, the water's very soft.
Some
there's no chlorine
straight up.
At all,
oh, is it?
Yeah. Very good.
It's not fluoride.
What is this about? Does beer have husks?
Oh, the grain has husks. You want to make sure when you're crushing the grain prior to mashing in.
I got so confused about this.
I work in a brewery and I was just talking a bunch.
His whole job is husking the
beer. Husky beer.
Husking, yeah. When you pull the bottles off of the stalks, there's a husk around them that needs to be peeled away, much like an ear of corn.
Yes.
I can take Pat's mic away from him at any time, but I choose not to.
I could probably overpower Silas.
Nope.
Yeah, I could overpower Silas. Just proved it.
Pat's strong man.
He's a husky man.
On the radio.
I got long
and we did a band.
Arms.
He's a husky beer
tell
man.
Tell the real story, Jim.
We met on the radio from doing it all at the same time. At different times especially.
We met at WUML.
The other 91.5.
The other 91.5 college radio of UMass.
For
Lowell.
Real?
Mm-hmm.
You guys were college radio friends?
We were all college radio.
That's how we all met.
We were all directors, actually.
And we're actually here to annex this radio station.
Oh my god, are you
station?
The exec board?
We were at different times, yeah.
Right now.
We were.
So wait.
We've long had beef with this station because you guys make sure we can't broadcast in Boston.
That's why we're here to annex it.
And that's why we're here.
We're taking it for WUML.
Because Silas and I actually do the Wednesday night 10 p.m. show on WML. We would be there tonight if we weren't here. So we're hijacking the airwaves.
Grr.
And it's Boys Club now.
Boys Club.
That is not the name of your
show. That is the name of our show.
That's the name of your show.
It's Boys Club.
Is it a talk show?
Wish.
Talking about Boys Club.
Should we do a little bit of our famous on-air banter?
Oh, when we talk, it sounds like this.
Oh, and it's boys and
here we go.
Welcome to the club.
Welcome to the club.
Oh,
it's
and
one boy, two boys now.
And now we've got a room full, and it's still boys.
Look at this. All these boys everywhere.
And shouldn't we read a PSA now?
It makes the club.
It's still boys, and we've done it.
Feed the pig.
Does anyone want to do a PSA for old time's sake?
Jameer Spanish one.
No? All right,
on payday, don't forget to
feed
the pig. For more information, visit feedthepig.com.
It takes a man to be a dad.
Takes a
boy to be a club.
This is adorable that you guys used to be college radio people, and now you're college radio people again. Except on the
I have never been on another radio.
That's
station.
True. I've never been on another college station.
So what were your exec board positions? You were all directors.
I was the punk rock director. Silas? What were you?
I was assistant music director for a few months.
I was the intern director for like 2 years.
I was public relations.
Oh boy, that's.
I was the general manager.
Oh no!
Head honcho over here, look out.
But Silas, it would have been you who would have been marking up my play. Back in the 90s, we had to do playlists, and mine would come back with red marks all over them. They got signed last month, stop playing them.
Oh yeah.
That kind of thing. Is that you?
I was mostly like bringing new CDs and listening to them and checking them out, see if they're any good. And if they're any good,
you would have had to do that.
Under new federal law, tobacco manufacturers can no longer make cigarettes label they're advertised as light, low, or mild. Many smokers mistakenly believe that these products cause fewer health problems than other cigarettes. Put out the myth. No matter what they look, smell, or taste like, all cigarettes are harmful to your health. There is no such thing as a safe cigarette. Quit today. For help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit www.smokefree.gov.
Yay!
And that was just a little taste of what we do on
We're really emphasizing the free form tonight.
Yes, yeah. And especially interrupting Silas. Me with doing it with PSAs.
Good, that means I won't talk anymore.
That was lovely, and I thank you. And WMFO thanks you. WMFO Medford, you were listening to. And I'm telling you that within 5 minutes of the half hour point. So there we go.
That's what the
Ryan
rules.
Because that's my job.
91.5 FM.
WUMLO.
Hey, look at that.
No.
Annexed.
You're totally going to get me fired from this volunteer gig, man. what was that?
I don't know who just came in here.
That was kind of scary. Was that? There's some kind of cartoon character in here.
Yeah. It was just the old Sneezy over here.
Old Sneezy.
Having a weird one before the regular one. Like always.
Is that like old Yeezy?
It's just like that, except it's just weird sounding Sneezy.
Like young
Sneezy.
Jeezy?
Yes.
Okay.
Young Jeezy,
no,
old
but younger.
Sneezy.
Much
Yeezy
younger.
Japanese. Yeah, much younger than that.
But so old. Old soul.
Yet old soul.
Yeah.
Young, but old soul.
We'll move our heads.
Right. Wait, what?
Sorry, Pat and I are fighting over the mic again.
No.
No.
I can't take you anywhere.
You brought us here. We came here. You've been sitting there.
All right, fine. I've been keeping you hostage.
I think we've been keeping you hostage, honestly. And everyone who's listening.
Inspector 34, keeping you hostage since
1993.
Yeah, that sounds about
1993.
Right.
1993. All right. That's acceptable. That's an acceptable start year.
That's probably
so you all met in 1993 in line at Shaw's.
Yes, when we were buying snacks for a radio party.
Before we were extras on an episode of Pete and Pete.
Oh,
yes.
Pete and Pete. I miss that show.
That's where the name comes from.
Yeah, that's where the name came from, and that's one of the covers we played was the theme song.
It all came together.
It's like a whole thing. We've been playing a long con.
It absolutely is. You just blew my mind a little bit. I'm a little perplexed and flummoxed.
That's
and
what we do.
Other words that Surprise Party used earlier tonight that I can't remember. For some reason, everything that
Bamboozled?
Surprise Party
Bamboozled.
Said.
Bamboozled. Bamboozled. Be my guess.
But also ham sledge.
Flabbergasted.
Now that is one I've never heard.
Yeah. From the wealthy and old ham sledge of Boston family.
Oh, of course.
The ham sledges.
The ham sledge
They're very
family.
Charitably minded people.
Chestnut Hill ham sledge.
I feel like we should restate the facts of the band, the music, the shows that people should come to. Maybe skipping over the show that you can only find out about if you ask a cop.
Sure.
Or it's got to be the right cop, though. Depends. Wait for him to give you the high sign.
Yeah, cop give you the high sign, you show up.
Send us a personal message, aka PM.
Yes.
And we'll tell you where it is.
We'll let you know.
That's a warm welcome from Inspector 34.
Come on
right
in.
There.
But we're playing this Friday at Out of the Blue 2.
Boom.
And it's going to be great. We're playing with Gremlins, Butterscotch, and Surprise Party.
Huzzah.
And all the benefits from the show go to the ACLU. So even if you don't like us, but you like the ACLU, show up, give them some money, and then leave. Or stick around, I don't know.
Give us all of your money.
I don't know your business. If you're busy, stop in. Throw a couple bucks at the ACLU.
I assume you don't have anything better to do
on Saturday night.
I mean, it's
Cambridge,
Wednesday at 11:37, and you're listening to WMFO Medford, so you know.
Oof.
Who knows what you're going to be doing on Friday night.
Yeah, you're clearly in a pit of despair.
You're clearly
come to the show.
You're definitely a wild card.
Come to the show Friday night, Out of the Blue 2 in Central Square in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Yes. And if you like our music, look up Inspector34.bandcamp.com.
Also Facebook.com/Inspector34.
And we're on Spotify.
And we're on Spotify.
Apparently.
Spotify.
And we are not trumped.bandcamp.com. That's, we got a single coming out on that Bandcamp soon. And that is the cover of Hey Sandy that we played earlier tonight.
Exciting. Thank you.
And the benefits of that go to the ACLU as well.
And apparently soccer is going well. Or
America,
or you just
got
had
a point.
An episode.
Itch. Quick itch. Just raising my hand.
Raise your hand if you're sure.
Clap your hands. Say yeah.
That was a groan and a half.
A groan and three quarters. Right up here, we got some... Maybe Inspector 34 will continue to stick around and we'll do some more chats. But otherwise, you will have to catch them on Friday night. I'm going to play another song because otherwise I feel like this is just going to degenerate.
Be more of this.
Oh, we could do word association.
Oh, I can just free associate everywhere.
That's what we're doing.
That's true. Jim's good at that.
Oh, is it time for us to bring in our kooky character? Hey, what's going on, everybody?
I don't think it's time.
I made it.
Oh, hey, Douglas.
What's up?
Is this your landlord?
Thanks. Yes, of course I'm only land. Okay, it was so great to visit all my friends in Boston. Goodbye.
Whoa, wasn't he something?
That's good old Douglas. I'm glad he swung by. Was ready here as Carissa Johnson with her song For Now. For Now. This one's going out to Douglas.
This is my mind.
I'm as sour as a grape on the vine. In the rodeo of sadness, I am thrown down. But I don't take it too seriously now. So lonely, pining for love, I wake up with my secrets all laid out, waiting for the moment. Too seriously now.
hide. Squid and moon. Are you heard? The legend of all. Our Hades moon.
Walter Sickert and the Army of Broken Toys, The Legend of Squid and Moon from their album Come Black Magic. Prior to that, we heard from 6x7 off the compilation Full Circle, the song called One of These Days, and I started off that set with Janae Halstead, Rodeo of Sadness off Raised by Wolves, and Weren't We All? You've been listening to WMFO Medford on the Town with Mikey D. I have been Pam. I will continue to be Pam, and you will continue to be you. So as the Drax encourage you on this next tune, don't be afraid. It's the only advice I can offer you in these trying times, and it is how I'm going to sign off the show tonight. Please do tune in next week when On the Town with Mikey D will be back. It's every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Thank you for listening.